Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, speaking out today for the first time, the mother of the little boy whose body was found in the East River last week, a month after he was reported missing. While the toddler's father faces a murder charge, the mother wants police officials to lose their jobs.
Questions have been raised about the police response to the family's concerns about the disappearance of 2-year-old Montrell Williams, with Mayor Adams saying they went to police here at the 40th Precinct back on May 11th when the boy's 20-year-old father failed to return him to his 17-year-old mother after a visitation. The toddler's body was found in the East River near the Whitestone Bridge last week. His father has been charged with second-degree murder. The mother is calling on NYPD officials to be fired for what she said was a slow response to finding him. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Well, the NYPD's new quality of life program is growing. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Those teams are positioned where the complaints are. They are getting there faster. They're cutting response times by an average of 16 minutes. And today, we are announcing that we are expanding our quality of life teams citywide.
Tisch says cops responded to more than 7,500 quality of life calls since the pilot program began in April. More than 350 arrests were made and 6,000 tickets handed out. The new rollout begins in July in every borough. A juror has been booted from the Sean Diddy Combs trial. The judge dismissed juror number 6 this morning, saying he had concerns about his candor and whether he may have shaded answers to get on and stay on the panel. The juror has been accused of lying about his address after he indicated that he moved to New Jersey a few weeks ago to live with his girlfriend. Jurors in the trial must live in New York. He'll be replaced by an alternate. Attorneys for Combs had accused prosecutors of wanting to throw that juror off the panel because he's black. The judge also pointed out a potential issue with another juror, which is said to be unrelated to the one who was dismissed. The trial is now entering its 6th week, and it goes on with a paralegal for the U.S. Attorney's Office on the stand, simplifying testimony from the large volume of evidence in the case. Well, time is running out in Albany to advance a rape reform bill, one that would make it illegal to have sex with someone too intoxicated to give consent. Advocates for the bill will rally this afternoon in Midtown. Lizzie Asher is the co-director of Community for a Cause. She tells 1010 Winds the bill aims to close the state's so-called voluntary intoxication loophole.
If a woman chooses to drink to the point of inebriation, or where unfortunately somebody sees her partaking on a celebratory evening and decides to take things in a different direction by dosing her, immediately that woman loses all right to a pathway to justice.
And the measure has already been passed by the state Senate. The assembly has until midnight tomorrow to vote on the bill. A heads up if you use the BQE overnights. Starting tonight, the Queensbound side will be reduced to one lane for construction work from 11 to 5 in the morning. The work will take place during weekdays and is expected to wrap up next Tuesday. There will be no work Thursday due to the Juneteenth holiday. Senator Chuck Schumer yesterday calling for increased security at Capitol Hill. Well, President Trump is ramping up immigration enforcement in Democratic-led cities. That includes New York, as well as L.A. and Chicago. The president, in a social media post accusing Democrats of using immigrants to expand their voter base, Trump is calling on ICE to make thousands of arrests a day. This is despite ongoing protests nationwide. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller has already ordered ICE agents to make 3,000 arrests a day, up from about 650 a day during the first 5 months of Trump's second term. Well, Joey Chestnut is back, the competitive eater, posting on social media this morning that he'll once again compete in the 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island. The 16-time champ was banned from last year's competition due to issues with Chestnut signing an endorsement deal with the Nathan's competitor. Jaws, as he's known in competitive eating circles, writes on Instagram that he found common ground with Nathan's, adding the event means the world to him and he's excited to return to the Coney Island stage. Last year, Chestnut set a record by eating 83 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes during a Netflix event. His Coney Island record stands at 76, set in 2021. Just days after his cross-endorsement of Brad Lander for mayor, Democratic candidate Zohran Mamdani will now do the same with another rival, Michael Blake. The strategy aims to boost Mamdani in the later rounds of ranked choice voting in an effort to beat frontrunner Andrew Cuomo. Early voting is now underway, the city's Democratic mayoral primary taking place a week from tomorrow. A Long Island man has been charged with interrupting and damaging statues during the middle of Sunday church service in Mineola.
The religious statues have been put back up, but they are clearly damaged. Authorities say $10,000 worth of damages here at the Corpus Christi Church. The hands broken off of the statues, the sides smashed in. This parishioner says it was hard for her to see.
Just like the Bible says, at the end of time, everybody's going to go against everybody. There's no respect for anything. Or anyone.
26-year-old Aldo Hernandez is accused of storming into a church service here, running up to the altar and pushing the statues to the ground. He was arrested a short time later.
I mean, it's a statue, but it's something that people like to see.
Hernandez faces a charge of criminal mischief. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
Also on Long Island, one teenager is dead, six others hospitalized after a deadly car crash last night. Police say a car driven by a teenage driver overturned and hit a tree on Old Stone Highway in East Hampton. Scarlett Urgeles of East Hampton attended East Hampton High School, was only 19 years old, died at the scene. The teenage driver has been arrested and now faces DWI charges. Well, the Supreme Court is now giving religious groups another shot at challenging New York's abortion coverage mandate. Earlier this morning, the justices ordered a lower court to reconsider whether the state's health insurance rule violates religious freedom. Currently, only faith-based groups that employ and serve members of their own religion are exempt. It's the second time the high court has asked New York to revisit the issue. The court will also hear a case involving a New Jersey faith-based pregnancy center accused of misleading patients about abortion services. First Choice Women's Resource Centers is challenging a 2023 subpoena from the state's attorney general seeking records on donors and staff. The pro-life group says the subpoena violates its rights and wants it blocked. Lower courts had dismissed the case as premature.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.